JSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlen, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and on our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF-2573.
Yes, 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 and Massive Vancouver was all about CJSF 90.1 FM, West Indies Culture Shock inside the mix, right here, right now. If you are tuned in for the first time and you're wondering what kind of show you've stumbled upon, West Indies Culture Shock is a show that brings to you the roots, the reality, and the culture of the Caribbean. From the Calypso to the reggae, we play it right here, right now. My name is the Big Man Nasty Jag. I'm your host from now until midnight. As we are about to get started here with some 2026 Calypso music, the one they call Clifton. This one is called Bye. I ain't gonna say the last word, but ha ha ha. Let me go. Let me go.
Start a donkey selling business, and his friends just take him for kicks. So come and tell me about it. He said that people telling me stupidness. What he done, order the goods already, and it reach on the pot. And that is why he come and he tell me, hoping I give him my full support. I call Michael Baker for some advertisement, post them on social media and get 1,000 comments. The next time I see him, I ask how things went. He said, Clifton boy, well, them jackass worth every cent. A lot of DJs from radio stations, buyers, promoters on this small island, them buyers. Donkey selling fast, I wonder how long this sale's gonna last. Some people from festival commissions, buyers, and some from alter division, them buyers. Will Tobago move fast? If them people continue.
And when you put it here, some of them bias, right? Take it how you hear it, boy. West Indies Culture Shock 90.1 FM.
My friend want to start a donkey selling business, and his friends just take him for kicks. So come and tell me about it. He said that people telling me stupidness. What he done, order the goods already, and it reach on the pot. And that is why he come and he tell me, hoping I give him my full support. I call Michael Baker for some advertisement, post them on social media and get 1,000 comments. Next time I see him, I ask how things went. He said, Clifton boy, well, them jackass worth every cent. A lot of DJs from radio stations, buyers, promoters on this small island, them buyers. Donkey selling fast,
tribal commissions bias, and some from other division them bias. Will Tobago move fast if them people continue buying us? Me say they bias, they bias, they bias, they bias.
The one they call Crystal Charles. There's no more Calypso music in the mix. CJSF 90.1 FM.
Woman dies at the hands of a man.
London, till no woman fears the place she calls home. Try to silence or stifle a woman's voice. Not all men deny her power, some value her rights, her stance, her choice.
Not all men
hide behind a closet just to steal all they can for sport.
Not all men
try to dim her spirit, some give her wings and true support. Secretly throwing poison on everything she touched. So she starts to believe that she's unstable. All part of his plan to keep her trapped beneath his clutch. So till there's no more manipulation, no more tricks to keep her subdued, no more using intimidation or starting on one set.
The one called Tamika Darius, No Love.
I was asked by some people to sing a high song.
Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and on our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF-2573.
It's Calypso Music in the Mix, CJSF 90.1 FM. The one they call Fall On. This one is called Power of Words, right here on 90.1 FM.
Could really break the camel's back. You may never know the battles a person fights on a daily basis, but this only positive vibration would propel us to greatness. If at you someone keep throwing bricks, be wise and build bridges with them, and instead of becoming an enemy, make that decision. Courage, kindness, character, let this be our common goal. Let's remember words. Words have power. Our mouth can spit venom, but we can mend a broken soul. Just remember words. Words have power. There's an old saying that words are wind, but if not spoken with care, words can hurt if we tell. Life is like an echo, what you send out comes back to you. To sway our thoughts and actions. Do not ever try to destroy a person with lies. Just because you're bitter, the mere repetition of positive words is 10,000 times easier. Being mindful of the language we use, always benefit us proficiently. Let's use words to express unique ideas to help build. Words like love, care, understanding guide us along the way. Let's remember words. Words have power. Awful words disrupt our action, but in our memories it will stay. Let's remember words. Words have power. Proverbs 10:19 speak about the prudent. Whatever goes around does come right back around. Try using words to encourage each other to succeed. Abundance or a life of lack. There's simply no value put on words, so we all speak them freely. But in the context in how we use our words, that causes immensely. Words can fill a person with happiness and leave them full of despair. Words can break down boundaries and barriers, and from hard hearts bring out a tear. Communication, assistantship in mindset.
conversation. Imagine reaction you get. Cause words have power. As human, we can become very confused when one's actions don't align with the words that they use. Good choices of words can alter our mind as direct. And words determine our salvation. Jesus also declared that we don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from his Father's mouth prepares us for his throne. Words are more powerful than weapons, cause wounds can be treated and cured, but if speaking ungodly words give us joy, just know sure. Confession, faith, and repentance are the right practice to follow. Let's remember words. Words have power. By forgiving our brothers and sisters, God will forgive us also. Cause words.
That's the one I call Sexy Susie, my first love. Right here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. 10.